Yo, it's your boy GT3 coming at you with another podcast. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but I've had a lot of thoughts about this one. I just felt like, you know, it was coming, it was in the making, you know what I'm saying? So happy Sunday, everybody. Happy July 8th. Today's my mom's birthday. Shout out to my mom. She gave me life, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about lately is just like the topic of just like race, inequality, all that stuff, man. Like, I'm studying for a huge test, and I'm studying psychology, and like I'm just reading a lot of these social theories. And, you know, it never really dawned upon me how we had, A, that we had so many, and B, that like they actually do apply, and that people actually did take the time to like kind of synthesize and gather collective information about the human psyche. And it's really interesting how there is so much inequality among us, especially, you know, with like, you know, blacks, whites, you know, Latinos. So this whole dilemma is just, it's escalated to a point where everybody's like, you know, what in the hell is going on? You got kids being locked up, kids being separated, parents being deported. Like, we're living in some turmoil time. Like, it's a lot of crazy shit going on. And, you know, I really am a people person. I see like I tend to view the people as a whole more than the individuals. But I mean, it's definitely unnerving to know that, you know, people are out here dealing with things like that, you know, while we sit in the comforts of our home and try to condemn others, you know, for not, you know, being at a level that we think you should be. And it's not fair. There's a lot of things that, you know, are not fair. And this is just one of them. This is just a scratch on the surface. And I just want to primarily, you know, talk about how we can be better. And in the essence that we can actually, you know, make a difference, because a lot of us think that these people are untouchable. These people who are pulling the strings are untouchable, and they're not. The thing that makes them powerful is money. Money has a way of shifting how people think. It has a way of making people appear that they're better. But at the end of the day, we all take a shit, we all piss, and we all suck on somebody's nipple to fucking be here. So at the end of the day, like, no, I don't think anybody's above anybody. And I think that we need to speak out. We need to step out of the reality that we are currently in and actually create one for ourselves. I feel like we're just coming to a point in time where we have the tools necessary to really make a difference and make an impact on this world and not sit on the sidelines and watch all this shit happen. Because at the end of the day, we work for the system, but the system also works for us. In a sense that, you know, if we stop, the system stops. The system, the wheel only keeps turning if we keep oiling it. So like this whole cycle that we're going through right now of like just like dominion or whatever, is freaking crazy. Like, I feel like we could actually make a difference. And that starts by, you know, stepping out of the bubbles that we're trapped in, that society has us trapped in. They tell us to go to school, you know, get your education, pay thousands of dollars in debt, or not that thousands of dollars, for college tuition and all that stuff. And now people are so indebted to the fact that they can't even really, like, they can't step out of their, they can make a comment, but they cannot step out of their own lifestyle to actually, you know, help other people. And, you know, seeing on the 4th of July, that woman who was climbing the Statue of Liberty to speak up for their rights. Yeah, that's great. But I mean, that's not enough. We need to do more. We need to do more. We need to be more. I mean, we all share this earth together. This planet is beautiful, and we all live here. And I feel like that we need to take the time out to actually make a difference, to actually do something that will actually make an impact. Enough talking. Talking is very cheap. I can't express enough. And granted, I'm doing it right now, but I want to plant a seed into the minds of the people who do listen. I really do appreciate the people who do listen, because, you know, not everybody wants to listen to somebody just talk about advocating and being a better person, as far as, you know, supporting the ones who like just make us who we are, the ones who establish a new culture. You know, America does not have one culture. I'm so grateful for the fact that I was able to learn a different language and had the opportunity to immerse myself. I have a minor in Spanish, and it just hurts me to know that those are people who I studied so hard to like understand are suffering right now. And they want to come and better themselves because they want to seek asylum, because where they live is too terrible. they want to come and make something out of their lives in America. They don't want to come to start gang wars, none of that. There's always going to be bad seeds in every race. We have them amongst ourselves. Black on black crime is insane. We hear about stuff all the time. It doesn't get published. It doesn't get reported because it happens so freaking frequently. They're not going to freaking write stories about, you know, somebody shot so-and-so on 40th Street. Like, they get tired of that shit. So the statistics, everybody's blinded by the fact that that stuff is actually occurring. But people want to condemn Mexicans for trying to come seek a better life. America is a great place to start your life. And it's a great place to be if you become successful because you have, I mean, anybody, as my buddy said, anybody can really work their ass off and become what they want in America. And when people see that, they want to come here. I say, I don't think the border should be completely open, but I do think that, you know, they deserve to live here. They deserve to, you know, to have a life. I love their culture. I love that. Everybody, like, y'all love tacos. People get hot as hell and go to Taco Bell all the time. Where do you think tacos emerge from? I mean, it's that very thing that we just take. And eventually the pendulum always swings. The further you pull it back, the harder it's going to hit. And I just feel like it's up to us to kind of speak out more so to get other countries to really understand that we aren't the bad guys here. We as Americans, you know, we actually, well, at least I can't speak for all of them, but I know a lot of people I know that actually, you know, hate what's going on right now. And like, it makes America look bad. But the fact that our president, our leader, quote unquote, is out here, you know, putting kids in cages and it's okay with that and mocking a lot of things that are, you know, hurt a lot of people on a daily basis. Yeah, he's a president. Yeah, he's in power, but power only has so much power and people follow. People don't follow. There's no power in that. So I just want to stress that, you know, we just try to stand up. Let's try to really advocate for those who are getting discriminated because it's really not fair. This country was not theirs. This country was not theirs. This country was stolen and it was built on a lot of backs of a lot of, you know, non-whites. I can't even say Caucasians because Caucasians are from the fucking Caucasus Mountains. So if you're a white person, I'm sorry, you're not Caucasian. Unless you're from the Caucasus Mountains, like, I'm sorry. Just like I'm not an African American. I was not from Africa. So I am black. Like, I'm just saying, I've said white sometimes, like, to address, like, a race, and some people look at me crazy. I'm like, dude, you're white. You're not fucking Caucasian. Like, I'm just nipping down the bud right now. I was told that by actually one of my coaches. But I'm, like I said, let's just try to be better, man, please. I love you all. And I hope this message gets out to a people. And I hope it reaches and touches your hearts because, you know, we are fighting a race war and we've been doing so. And it's just so sad to see that people can get slandered and ostracized and marginalized because they're a pigment darker than, you know, the ones who supposedly have the money, and they think that they have the power, but they only have so much power if we give it to them. So let's take the power back. Love you all. Peace.